Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey y'all, welcome to another Monday, but this Monday is a special one. This week, I am celebrating 1 year in podcasting and Wednesday is my podcastversary. First, I want to thank every listener that has taken the time to listen or watch my episodes. And if this is your first time listening, allow me to introduce myself and take you on a little journey. My name is Shira Renee, and I'm your favorite Jersey girl, and I am the host of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. Now, this podcast was started on October 9th, 2023, and it started off as my virtual diary. I grew up a fan of journaling, but as life started to fill up, writing became more and more of a stranger, leaving me with all my thoughts, and that is not good for a person's mental state. So here I was at 37, about to find myself going through another divorce, but this time my emotions were all over the place. So I left my ex-husband in the beginning of June 2023, and here I am thinking this is going to be the start of a great month. I get through most of the month only to get to the end of the month and get a call that my oldest son's father, who has happened to be my first ex-husband, passed away. Now, here I am processing my separation, on the verge of celebrating and crying all at the same time. Now I have to sit with losing someone that I have shared so many years with, so much life with, on top of helping my son navigate this devastating loss. Also, not only was I dealing with that, I had also taken on the role of a single parent and going from working one job to now working two. I was someone who struggled with people pleasing. So navigating this new normal was not easy for me. And to be honest, I'm still slowly navigating, but I promise you, it has gotten way easier now, 2 years later. I still wasn't writing, which would have been the perfect time because there were so many emotions processing at this time. But instead, I chose to virtually channel my thoughts, and this is how the Blemished Beauty Podcast was born. Now, season one and two was all about me navigating everything I've experienced, and the reaction that I received from you all was amazing. I started this podcast in audio form, and over time, I met a few fellow podcasters, and that created an opportunity for me that would open more opportunities for me to express myself. Little did I know, being a part of a show that was visual instead of audio would help me get more comfortable in front of the camera. So for those of you who are listening, who may be undecided about which avenue you want to venture in when it comes to podcasting, my advice is to do both. I'm learning that it's important to put out your content in a way that makes you feel comfortable. So many people have decided to do a podcast and just put out what they expect their viewers to want to see or pretend to be people that they're not. And the one thing I pride myself and my platform on is integrity. So I pray that you feel that whenever you listen. I have also learned in this year that mental health topics is definitely the vein, so my subject matter will always be about some form of mental health and motivation. So season three, that was the season that just passed. That will always hold a special place in my heart. Not only was this my first season that I incorporated video, it was also the season that I started themes and guest interviews. If you watched or listened to season three, you probably remember a few important moments. One in particular was an episode that I did with my best friend over 20 years. And I also had the opportunity to interview one of my favorite life coaches, Coach Derek Jones. I started doing roundtables, which were a hit. These roundtables included topics in regards to safe spaces, marriage, and of course, divorce. And I would like to take this time to thank every person who made season three as awesome as it was. A special shout out, though, goes to two people, and these two people have made it possible for me to thrive in the space that I am in now. God, of course, will trump any and everyone because he has allowed me to have this voice and this platform. So without him, I know things would not be possible. But on an earthly perspective, I would like to thank James H. Glover III and author Nikki Nicole. Now, James, he is the CEO of Reverend JHG3 Studios. You got to say that real slow. And he is also the first person who reached out to me when I entered this podcast game. Now, James allowed me the opportunity to be the co-host on one of his shows. And this is where I was able to get familiar with video and learn all about the behind the scenes and the ins and outs of podcasting. So for this, James, I would like to say thank you. Now, author Nikki Nicole, she is the host of the International Breaking the Silence podcast. Y'all heard that strictly from me, and I will always be the one to say that her podcast is international. The production, baby, top tier. Y'all have to check that podcast out. I would like to thank her because she is the biggest supporter of all things Shira Renee and Blemish Beauty. She is the creator behind the intro and the outro videos of this podcast, and she always motivates me to work harder than the season before. She has embraced me as a sister and allows me to be me without judgment. So thank you, sis, for showing me what unconditional love means and giving me the sisterhood I have always wanted. Nikki, you are a hustler. You are driven and passionate in everything you do, and your support continues to fuel me. So for that, I love you and appreciate you forever and always. So now that you have taken a walk down memory lane, here is what's to come. Make sure you check out my magazine article in Bold Journey Magazine, and I have several journals and a coloring book available on Amazon. You can find all of that on my website at shirarenee.com. Now, y'all know we in season four, and this is all about survivor stories. So continue to listen to these amazing stories of resilience and let it be confirmation that you can get to the other side of what you feel like you're currently stuck in. It took me almost 2 years to be fully comfortable with talking about the things that I have survived. So this season is personal for me. Every guest that has sat down to talk to me has bared their soul and tapped into parts of their past just to show you that survival can be done. I have a few coaches, of course, y'all know I love the life coaches. So I have a few coaches that will come share tips and tools on how we can ground ourselves and navigate through trauma so we can become the best versions of ourselves and be the people that God has designed us to be. One episode in particular that I am super excited about is a special episode with Dr. Hannah Jose, and she is a brain coach, and I cannot wait for you guys to listen to that. You never know what can happen when you set your mind on the right things. So it's time to know better so that we can do better. Thank you all for all your continued love and support. And I pray that this is one of many anniversaries that the Blemished Beauty Podcast will get to celebrate. Please make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel at ShireRenee510 and stay connected with me on Facebook and TikTok for all updates and a little behind the scenes content. So until next time, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.